Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Everyone, and welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess, brought to you by...
What sound does a wooden frog make? With Woodbert, the wooden frog. That one's just McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one is Brett, engineer Brett Morris, Brett on the frets.
That one is producer Dana Wickens, on the stickens.
Brutal.
Whatever it is.
Good. Nailed it. Good. Perfect.
Okay. And that's Pianist of Kings. Kings of Pianists. We're really, this is bad. Scott.
Wow.
Wow. And that over there is David the Orangutan, a new member of our group.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Just as welcome.
The Orangutan.
Yeah. David.
Well, we have two new members of the group. There's David the Orangutan, and then there's Woodbert, the wooden frog.
Yes.
And that's the sound the wooden frog makes. Welcome back to an Undercovers Off Book with Off Book and the Family Band. Thank you so much for all the love you gave for our first Zoom episode. We're going to do another one with just the fam, but keep your eyes and ears peeled for some guest ups in the future. But you know what? We got all the goods we need. I don't know.
We're full of goods. We don't actually have any more room for other goods. We're going to offload some of our goods. Uh-oh, my internet connection is unstable.
Unstable.
Hold on.
Oh,
Did it go weird?
No, you're good so far.
It just gave me a scary warning to be like, hey, you're about to be gone.
I know.
But now it seems okay.
You know what? Yesterday was April Fool's, and my sister got me so good. She sent me a text. Maybe I think going around a lot, but it was like text so that when you first open it, it said, "Hey, did you mean to post nudes to your story?" And then, like, there's if you open the text message, there's enough spaces that it's like, "Ha, April Fool's! I hope that gave you like a jolt of adrenaline."
Oh my god!
And it did, wow. And I really loved it. I was like, "Oh, my heart!" I mean, truly, what nudes could they possibly be?
They've created nudes, but
they've
still
created
so
nudes. Very
you
scary.
You got deep faked nudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deep fake nudes, I think, are scarier than your own nudes for sure, because it's a deep invasion of privacy.
Yeah. In my deep fake nudes, I have like two left hands, which is wild and untrue. It's just not real.
True.
I was going to say a deep fake nude could be like kind of amazing if like your face gets on like a super hot bod and then you're like, yeah, it's definitely me.
We have to be careful. We are just sort of inviting bad fan interaction.
Yes, we will not be accepting fan art on this.
I deeply trust and respect every one of our listeners to not make deep fake nudes of us. And also, Dana, that's implying that every single one of us doesn't already have the hottest possible bod they
could
have. Our
bod's at maximum hotness. Our podcast is at maximum goods.
I am father. According to 3 years ago, I have the ultimate body.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Father bod.
Yes.
It's called.
Father bod.
Hey, Zach, would you sing a song about father bods?
Of course I will.
Does someone want to call the track for him? Or I can if y'all...
Let me you make the call, Jazz.
Okay.
You do it.
I'm going to say, come on, country gospel, Father Bods.
Love it.
Zach, you have to.
Oh, I have to play it.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember how this
no,
works.
No, it's okay.
I have to start doing it. There's like a visual element of this where Jess just like watching me clearly not play the track and sort of stare off. Okay,
what a,
sorry, country
what
gospel?
A beautiful pause that was. Yes. Remember, you have to do the whole share audio.
Yeah.
It's a fun
okay,
little
okay,
path.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He's doing
okay,
it.
Okay.
I believe
okay.
in him.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Okay, yep.
Okay, wait.
Okay, yep.
Okay.
Oh, you're doing it. I believe in you.
Thank you. There's a lot of different kind of bodies in the world, but this song's only about one of them. Wake up in the morning to the rising of the sun. Wake up my two children, for the morning is done. Shake their little shoulders, not to bother them in the morning. They say, you got the body of a father. Belly's full of chips and some beer. You've got Father Bod. You've got Father Bod. And in the bod of a father, you've got nothing to fear. Some bods are mothers. Some got the bod of a child. And Jesus had a bod that was tender and mild. A dog's got a bod with a waggedy tail and some paws. But I don't have a bod like any of them. And that's because I've got a father bod. Father bod. Sombreros and naps on Cinco de Mayo. It's a father bod, a bod you can find in a casino, putting just a little on a table of craps. My wife likes my bod cause I make her feel comfortable. My couch likes my bod because the couch is always full. My doctor likes my bod because I got a healthy BMI. And my kids like my bod when I use it playing catch to catch a pop fly. I've got a father bod, a father bod, a bod.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Great job.
Thank you. We didn't talk about this last time. It is a so fully good. Different skill set doing a whole thing by yourself.
Yes. And also where you're like, where's this going? We always don't know where it's going, but it really feels like we really don't know where it's going.
It's true because I feel like I take half of the where it's going from you at any given time, where it's like we're driving it together instead of just one person deciding what a song is about. It's yes. mostly like reacting, like, oh, that's fun. Let me build on that. As opposed to yes. like, oh, right, I have to make all the joke choices.
Right. Also, Zach, I will say, I could hear almost none of the words you were saying. So
yeah, you'll get to hear that one later.
Yeah, I trust
it's one of the
I trust and love that it sounded beautiful. Like I could hear the melody choices that you were making.
Yeah, the piano was really good, Scott.
Yeah, good job. No, but I mean, like, also your choice. I could get like the tone. So I don't know if maybe.
Well, this will be the part of the show where we now all do a recap of the song we just did for the other people on the Zoom call.
People love recap culture. So yes. My favorite part of the song.
Well, you can't do it because you didn't hear it. Everyone that does it has to do it. So this is my recap of my song that I just did. The song was called Father Bob. It was in the style of gospel. And the words were sort of about how you're a dad and here are this sort of things about your body. I didn't sort of make big comedic swing choices with it. Sort of stayed in sort of the lines that were given to me. A sort of warm up, if you will, to a new world of podcasting.
I feel like it was great.
I had a joke about Jesus I felt pretty good about that felt sort of canonically correct.
Cool.
Frogbert. Sorry, Woodbert, the frog. What do you think?
Woodbert.
He likes it, okay?
We don't know anything. We don't necessarily know anything official about Jesus' bod. I mean, it's all up to speculation.
We don't. We know he was definitely white, is the one thing we know.
Oh, yeah.
as all men from that region of the world were. No, we have to assume that it was a godly bod.
Oh, it's a just godly
something
bod.
Something I should have used, but didn't.
I gotta say, that was the joke I inferred that you made. That
no. It's not it.
I can only assume that he'd be like, yeah, ripped.
We'll never know for sure.
We'll never know. If it was recorded, we could check, but we'll never know.
Yeah. I think that he'd be ripped because, like, they had a lot of, like, there was a lot of time on people's hands then. I feel like they were like,
I mean, I have a lot of time physical. On my hands now.
Yeah,
though,
but like, Dana, you also had to have like enough millet on hand. Like, I think no. They were all just like starving and horrible. But, you know, I think the Jesus is ripped thing implies that Jesus had enough like consistent food supply. And I do not picture that era having like.
Yeah, no game.
This is no gay ass. Hard turn. I'm going to just put up my foot down and say, I'm not going to talk about this.
Not fair.
I have a transition for us, and it's that I just choked on some water. It's okay.
Is it because I just put down just such a hard stomp on Scott?
It was not at all because of that. It was only because of my inability to drink water, something Scott, that I'm apparently new at and haven't ever done before.
Scott feels like, as our dear sweet listeners who have already said, thank you for giving us a ray of sunshine in these dark and troubling times. He was like, I know what they want to hear about. Food supply.
Yeah,
2,000
right?
years ago. And the lack thereof and how people were starving.
Can we talk about something else that from... Oh, sorry, Scott, go for it.
Oh, no. Millet and spelt, please. Let's talk more about them. Go ahead.
I was going to talk about... go down.
I have a segue from millet.
Better
which
than
is...
my cough? Better than my coughing on water?
Prove it. Prove it that it's better than a cough.
Prove it.
I got... So I forget if I talked about it on this, but we got this like clear bird feeder that I installed and got bird seed for, which includes millet in the bird seed.
Okay.
And I was concerned because I put the bird feeder up and no birds were coming. But then today I went outside and I sprinkled like the bird seed again, including the millet on the ground. And the birds, like, I was like, this will entice them. And then birds came today and they sat on the bird feeder and I got video of it.
I can
and
tell you
it
how
it
works at my home. The bird feeder is for the squirrel to go up into the tree and sort of knock the bird feeder around. And they have a sort of symbiotic relationship where now the birds get to eat what the squirrel has dropped on the ground because the ground is apparently the bird's place and the bird feeder is the squirrel's place.
I'm convinced that we will see some sort of creature not bird related climbing into the bird feeder shortly and it'll absolutely knock it down for sure.
100%.
Can you do a song about birds and whether to eat from the bird feeder? Or would you like a more specific or less specific genre than that?
I think that's great.
I think that is great. Thank you for saying that's great. Someone else picked the song that it is.
Brent,
who picked last time?
I picked last time.
See.
You picked the song?
I did, yeah.
Oh, I'll do that for you. And then you have to, I don't know if you know this, but you have to play it, actually. You have to play Okay, that was, let's do, upbeat love friend. Upbeat love friend. Is there any of that word?
Friendship song.
Upbeat love friendship. I have expanded the sort of file and I can see what it says now.
Very good.
Can't wait for you to tell me about what this song is like after you sing it.
All right, this is me with upbeat love friendship song, bird, wanting to use the bird feeder. Let's find out.
I'm excited to find out.
Tweet, 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 and I fly in the sky. I want to eat something. Oh, why didn't I have a bigger breakfast worm? I guess I slept in. Oh, when will I learn? But ooh me, what should I eat? I gotta try and see if there's some other way to feed. Should I trust that weird clear house? Should I trust that weird clear house? Should I trust that weird clear house? It has food, but what is it about? Okay, I'll fly closer and I'll see what I can find. I see all kinds of ancient grains, including millet inside. But something, it doesn't smell right. I don't like it, get it out of my sight. If only another animal like a squirrel would ride on up and give that millet a hurl. Oh, should I trust that weird clear house? Should I trust that weird clear house? Should I trust that weird clear house? Oh, what is it about? And so now I'm gonna hide in the trees and let the squirrel do that work for me. Yes, squirrel, you go and take that risk. Squirrel dropped some. I knew he wouldn't. Oh, what fun. Look what I have found. It's millet on the ground. So I don't have to trust that house if I don't want to. Let the squirrel do the bidding for you, fellow birds. It's not absurd. Wait, oh, if you can try, see if you can get.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm so angry that I didn't come up with, should I trust this weird clear house? Positively furious, Jessica. That's so funny.
Oh my God.
That was great.
During that song, Jess, engineer Sam came to the back of our house and was waving at us through the window with his dog, Ramen. Yes.
I haven't seen another engineer in so long.
I know.
Oh, choose him.
I know. was dropping something off.
Hi, sweet Sam.
Through the glass. Yeah.
I could obviously see there was some joy motion in your little rectangles. And I really thought you were going to come out and be like, there are 9 birds on the weird house. I'm delighted it was Sam.
Birds on my shoulders and
yeah.
Oh, head. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that'd be a dream.
That would have been great if you'd brought back shoulder birds, Brett.
Yeah, no. You know, I noticed your orange cat back there showed no interest in all the bird talk.
I know.
No, you can't hear it because he's not wearing headphones.
Oh, yeah. Magellan needs headphones. Okay.
Orange boy.
I'm gonna hold up a great bird cameo from
Karate Bird.
Karate Bird.
Oh,
guys,
yeah.
We actually have one of these for each of you, but the quarantine hit before I could give them to all of you. Because the two times I could have given them to you, I forgot.
It's so cute.
This is the karate bird on my shoulder, and this karate bird tells me to do good, and this karate bird tells me to do bad.
Yeah, both of my karate birds just tell me to do karate.
Oh, so,
and since we're on audio, for people listening, this is an actual stuffed animal that Jessica is holding.
It's
a
knitted,
real...
yes, it's made, a it's made by a fan.
Oh, beautiful.
So good.
A sweet fan who came to all three of our Pacific Northwest shows. Shout out, shout out.
Yes.
Yes, very sweet. Okay, so we got great birds. We got, okay.
We got great birds.
We got.
Do we want to talk? I feel like we just sort of breezed by the part where I just choked on a bunch of water.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to unpack it some more?
That was pretty fertile ground.
How do you feel
like,
now?
I don't think anyone's ever done a joke that's something like, what is this, the first time you ever drank? Or like, ooh, what, do you have a drinking problem? I feel like I'm the first person to make that joke. And that's sort of good.
He's going for round two, folks. Oh. He's trying again.
Oh, nailed it that time. Nice. That time it's like I've been drinking water my whole life.
Be safe. Be safe, Zach.
My wife's family pronounces it Werder because they're from Philly. Do you have words that you pronounce weird? For me, I pronounce milk as if it's spelled with an E. I call it milk.
I think I do that too, a little bit.
Brett does. Wait.
Dana pointed out that I say appreciate. Not appreciate.
Oh, yes. I appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate. Yeah.
That's whatever, sweet.
And I'm saying I appreciate you so much, and then she just criticizes how I say it.
He's trying to appreciate you, Dana. Why do you have to?
I'm just gutting.
this is some great sweet insight to your relation.
It's not true.
I was listening to a different podcast this morning while I've been getting
you. First of all,
I know. How dare I?
You only can listen to our That would be insane.
That would be crazy. But we've gotten into a routine where I kind of get up 15 minutes or so before Morgan and do sort of like a spruce and a tidy. We don't sort of like go to bed with a perfectly clean kitchen. We'll like clean up from dinner, but if we had like glasses out or something like that, or that needed to go in the trash. And we've really gotten into a dangerous trap where we're like, yeah, that's Jess's morning time. And I'm like, this is a trick about chores.
I've been tricked into chores.
This is a trick about chores. I do actually like it. So I'm like, well, I guess I won't fight that it's true. I like I'm making my coffee. I have like a little putzing activity to do that makes me feel like I'm getting something done.
It's time alone. Also, it means that the things you do at night are morning Jess's problem.
Right. And it'll be like, now the bit has just gone too far. He'll like walk a can like close to the trash can, leave it on the counter. And he's like, this is a gift for you.
My dad always said, like, if you're good at something and you don't like doing it, don't admit that to anyone.
Because it will become a chore.
Yeah.
I do like doing it. I don't want to paint a picture. He is a very tidy man who also does like a lot of household chores. But this is just a running bit we've had since quarantine about like my morning routine of like, well, gotta put these glasses away.
I do like the morning chore. Actually, it's funny, even pre-quarantine, one of my favorite things to do is if you wake up in the morning, this is specific for people who wear glasses. I will go out to like living room, kitchen, whatever, sans glasses, clean up like crazy, like pretty much pretty blind. And then when I put my glasses on, it's as if someone came in and cleaned.
That's
it's delightful. Like a, it's like a
that's
true
a very
trick.
Fun trick for yourself.
Tricking yourself. That's
I'm
great.
Like, wow. Like I like someone came in and did all this wonderful cleaning, but it was me.
Zach.
Yeah.
I would like you to sing a classic Zach villain song.
Okay.
But your villainy is about tricking yourself. Or, you know, you can take,
Yeah.
No, I don't want to overly prescribe.
No,
take
no, no,
that
no.
as your, that's your kernel. Use it how you want. There, just because Scott did put a new song in that's a villain song.
I would love to do that song.
So, and it's up-tempo villain
and
song.
And I have to play it. I'm remembering now in this moment.
And that's very good.
And I'll find it. I have closed the folder that had them all, and now all of the windows are in the way. I found it, and here we go.
Great.
Up-tempo villain song about tricking.
Inspired by the idea of tricking yourself. You know, find your own game and truth and light and path. That's a lot of pressure.
Just tell me.
Or not. Or you can say exactly that.
No. That's okay. Okay.
Six, seven. I shall lay the greatest trap for my greatest enemy. Oh, who is that enemy? You say the enemy is me. Yes, a trap is for myself. Will I fall or will I know? Let's see how lame trapping myself and how this plot goes. A trap laid for me. The trap I lay for me. When I get myself, I'll laugh so much. The trap I lay for me. I'll drink a lot of drinks at night. The drinks are alcohol. I'll get a splitting headache and bang against the wall. I'll smash some glass upon my floor to cut my little fees and wake up in the morning to a painful drunken tweeze. The trap I lay for me. The trap I lay for me. My feet are cut on glass, it hurts. Ow, 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 owie. The trap I lay for me. I'll drop out of school right before the end to not get the diploma that would help me get a job. I'll self-destruct all my personal relationships by being rude and just generally a slob. Then the people in my life will leave because I'm mean and cruel, and I'll push the ones I love away just as a rule. And then after that I'll be alone and it will be so cruel. The trap I lay for me. The trap I lay for me.
Very good.
Yeah.
That was great. Great job, Zach.
Hey, so thank good. You.
All right, everyone. You know what we could use right now?
A break?
A little break.
Do you think that, or do you think that because Brett put it in the chat?
I think it because Brett put it in the chat. Brett put it in the chat. Brett put it in the chat. Brett. That's going to be a new little bumper piece of audio. So, Zach, if you could actually like pull that and do some cool shit to it, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Ooh, yeah.
Also, we can do a Brett put it in the chat rap. We'll come back right after this one. Stay tuned to find out what sound does Woodbert the Wooden Frog make.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, welcome back to Off Book, the musical... The improvised one with the music with Zach and Jess, brought to you by What Sound Does Woodbert the Wooden Frog Make?
It was so soft.
It was quiet today.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I feel like that fits the mood for a lot of people. That was soft.
It's a quiet time and a cozy time a lot. Everyone's got cozy stuff they do. For me, that's just too much Animal Crossing. For a lot of people, it's finding a Zoom yoga. Maybe it's...
That's me. Were you pimping me?
You did a Zoom yoga this
morning.
I did
a Zoom yoga
and a dance class. Who are you?
I'm just trying to get my quarantine bod up so that my deep fake nudes are as good as my real fake nudes.
Real fake.
Your real fake.
Real fake nudes.
I'm excited. I'm doing a K-pop dance class tonight, hosted by Earwolf's very own Shannon, which I did ask her. We have like a girl chat on Slack. It's like, oh, ladies only. And I was like, Shannon, would you mind hosting a Zoom taught K-pop class? And she was like, Dana, yes, I'm like crying right now. This is like a dream come true. And so many of the work ladies said yes. So we're doing that tonight. I'm really pumped. I just want to learn like all of the good dances.
Her Instagram has great dances on it that she does.
So good.
Hey.
So good.
Hey, Jess, will you do a song called Girl Chat, Ladies Only?
Yeah, of course. Dana, would you do me the honor of picking the song track? Because this is a Girl Chat, Ladies Only.
I realize that I don't have the list in front of me. Brett, tag team me. Just list some.
Brett, honorary lady.
Yeah.
List some and then I'll pick the thing.
Yeah, yeah. Brett, give her three choices.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a classic off-book beat. There's electro beat. There is grooving.
I like electro beat.
Okay.
That feels right.
Great.
Is that mine? Did I do that? I don't remember.
It says by Zach Reno, but that could be anybody.
I don't know who
it's
that
probably
is.
Me.
It's in your handwriting, strangely.
yeah. You'll recognize this beat, Jess.
Okay, here we go. Ooh. Oh, this is great. I do know what this is.
Okay, I want two things. Here's where I'm at. I want all my ladies and I want them in a chat. Everybody, gather around. I want all the ladies that can be found. But I don't want you in person and I don't want you in a room.
No.
I want you organizing on the track so we can get in a Zoom. So, ladies, do the sign off and you can send an emoji. And you can give me a thumbs up if you are rolling with me. So, ladies in my chat. Give me the ladies in my chat. Ladies in my chat.
In the chat.
Give me the ladies. Chat. Girls, ladies, ladies, girls, tell me where you at. Give me the ladies, give me the ladies, ladies in the chat.
Ladies in the chat.
Think of this like a treehouse or the days of old, where you had to put a sign up and say, no boys, that's what I'm told. Oh, and they're not allowed, and I can say that and then how, and I want to say it because this is my chat, and so I get the rules, and what is that? Hero one, be in the chat. That's it, that's where it's at. Going around and around, I gotta have new words to be found. Okay, what are...
Was that it? Is that it?
Did I that was it. Short? That was it.
Wow.
You can spin
ladies
that.
In the chat.
If you're not done, you can spin that sucker
do
again.
Do it again.
I
let me give it one more.
That?
Let me give it one more cycle.
Okay, yes. Round two, go.
What are the ladies even talking about? Okay, we're talking what we're cooking, what we're doing and out. We're not talking about walks. We're also talking about flocks. We're talking about birds and their weird glass houses. Oh no, I've made a weird mind palace for myself and I can't get any new thoughts off the shelf. Here's where I know the ladies are here. That's where it's at. Where are the ladies? They're in the chat. Where am I at? Where are the ladies in the chat? That's where I'm at. Where am I at? Where are my ladies at? They're in the chat. I want to chat with my ladies because that's where it's at. Oh, where are these ladies? They are in the chat. And that's where it's at. Oh, ladies in the chat. Chat's where it's at. Ladies in the chat. And the chat is where it's at. Ladies. Wow, guys, I'm sorry. Not my best
that
work.
Was
a
so
true. Oh my God.
You can be so quick to say not your best work.
I wish you could see. Well, maybe we'll maybe this will be available in thank you so much, Shannon and Sean Matthew Leary for helping us get out visual components of these. We'll like keep working and playing with that. But I wish you could see how quickly I went from a regular like
my color cheeks of a look human?
Yes, regular color of this human.
To a human whose color was red.
That's right. Just fully red, like I was a million degrees. I truly couldn't focus on what the song was about. I was just like,
I mean, you couldn't and tell. Suddenly, the song was about ladies in the chat, and that's what it was about.
Oh my God. Okay, well, everyone, please, I hope that my drift away from the mortal plane inspired you to see that we're all in this together.
We should yes. all be so lucky as to fall into the vortex that your brain went through just now.
Oh my gosh.
So it looks like a fun ride.
Yeah, I feel alive. You know, like it wasn't good content that was created, but
I loved it. I laughed a lot.
It was perfect. It was so good. Also, I can't wait to share that song with the ladies in the chat.
Oh my gosh. Meanwhile, also, Brett has a banjo.
Should we check what an out-of-tune, unstrung banjo sounds like?
Yeah,
I think we should. Wait, well, this is an official segment. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
It's time for everyone's favorite segment.
What does an unstrung, untuned banjo sound like?
Ooh. Yes.
Turns out kind of cool.
Did you say unstrung?
Well, there's a missing string.
Okay. How did you do that with no string?
That was all beatboxing.
Is that what the Phantom Thread is about? Yeah. The man who says...
I found this thing.
Oh, Dana's got a segment.
I have a segment, which is, what sound does this weird percussion instrument I found in the back sound like?
So. For visual context, it appears to be a block of wood and then a stick that you hit the block of wood with.
But the block of wood is really thin and skinny with some holes.
And the stick is a mallet. Got to hold it to the... Oh. The microphone has decided that that is not a sound that it wants to pick up.
What a very slight sound. Brett will pump that in post. Yeah.
She's hitting it so hard.
Yeah. We are watching Dana just wail on that thing, and we are hearing practically nothing on our end. It's
way
beautiful.
Aggressive. Okay. I think it's broken.
I think it's 100% broken, so I didn't know if like by hitting it harder.
That generally makes things more broken in my sort of experience.
I wish it made a good noise, but at the very end, it has a slight wooden frog sound. Wait, hold on.
Well, we don't know if that's true because none of us know what sound a wooden frog makes.
It sounds like the very tiniest record scratch.
Jess, do you have a segment for us?
I do. This is the segment called "What Sound Does the Child's Toy Melodica Make?"
Oh,
now,
great.
I have a real melodica, but this is a child's toy one. That has been "What Sound Does the Child's Toy Melodica Make?"
And that's good.
Scott, do you have a segment for us?
Yeah, sure do.
Around his room to find a segment.
Even though he
should have been prepared for this segment that we do every week.
He can't hear you.
Of our podcast, he can't hear because he took my...
That's the best part is that anybody who has to step away has to take their headphones off.
Everyone say something nice about Scott real quick while he's gone.
He's so endearing, and I really feel like he builds others up, you know, and he's like so quick to say, wow, really, that was really good, something that someone else did.
What a fucking idiot. Anyway, he's back. Here we go.
This segment is called "What Sound Does My Glock Make?"
Ooh, well,
whoa!
Very good.
Wow!
Reveal,
what if Scott
it's a Glockenspiel?
What if Scott had a full gun?
Shoots.
That
computer.
Would be the second time I would kick him out for darkness. Zach, can you tell us what all these segments were brought to us by?
Thank you. These segments have been brought to you by "What Sound Does Woodbird the Wooden Frog Make?" And not this week, but some week we will actually play the wooden frog and find out what sound the wooden frog makes. So stay on your edge of your seat for that, because you never know when you'll learn, baby.
Stay on your edge of your seat.
But not today.
Okay, Zach, I need to circle back and help a very good gift happen, which is the open door for you to talk about Animal Crossing.
Yes. Oh, okay. I need no door. I will Kool-Aid man style come through the wall.
I know you will, but we were being sweet and we were in like a taking turn style when Animal Crossing came up, so it was like my turn. So I'm just giving that big circle back.
Animal Crossing has been a truly delightful sort of beacon video game in this time. three of the five of us in this call on it.
I've been hearing so many rumors that Zach's island is just beautiful. Like,
yes.
Set it up.
But Brett and Dana have not been invited.
We have to come visit.
It's absolutely not true. For some reason, you guys are never on at the same time that I am.
Yeah.
I invited Dana, and she went to go do a dance class of some sort.
I feel bad.
I'm dying to see it.
We got it tonight. We'll come over tonight.
It's coming a long way. There's a squirrel with a big lightning bolt in his head who just moved into my village. He's got strong Harry Potter vibes, so I'm pretty happy about him.
We just had the bunny show up. That bunny showed up, like, aggressive. Oh,
yeah. So it's put eggs everywhere.
It's fake video game Easter in Animal Crossing right now, Jessica.
Cute. No religious connotation, though, because it's like bunny day.
It's a bunny that has eggs and hides them in your village.
Yeah.
People feel some kind of way about it.
Sometimes when I don't get things in culture, it makes me sad. The fact that I don't get Animal Crossing doesn't negatively affect me at all because I'm very happy it's making so many people happy. But it truly, like, it is a head crunch for me. I'm like, I don't.
And, which I totally understand, because it is sort of unlike any other video game out there. You can't win, you can't lose. There aren't really points. It's basically just a life simulator where all of your neighbors are animals and you decorate your house and your island, and that's it.
And that's I'm very happy. I'm very happy for all you Animal Crossers. Do you have a term?
PFT named our text thread Animal Crossers. Right? Didn't he?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait, let me confirm.
Did not add me to that, even though I
gotta add you to
every
that.
Piece of clothing item that PFT
Animal Crossers.
Wearing.
I feel like it could be a better term than that, though. Like Animal that feels crossers. Like the first idea.
Yeah.
Animal Squad. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it on the first try.
Animalia.
no, wait.
Brett, do you want to set up a song for Zach?
Sure. I was tasking myself with making a song for this episode, and you know, I have a bunch of ideas squirreled away, but I basically can't get one thing out of my head for the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm giving Zach a gift, which is
Animal Crossing track, Brett?
Well, we'll have to see exactly what it is. We'll see how Zach responds to this little challenge I made.
So Zach, you're going to want to share your audio.
Okay, so I have to play this challenge.
Be authentic.
But no one has told me what to do.
And I kept it authentic.
You're just playing the One New Brett one. It's called Brett's Zach's Zach song.
Okay.
Brett's Zach.
Will I know what to do when I play it, or do I need to know something before I play it?
I think you'll know what to do. The outro, it will be new territory. We'll see how.
Okay, we'll just figure it out.
See,
am I showing audio? I think I am.
Yeah.
You are.
Okay. This is the sound from Animal Crossing. Did you play this? Hey, let me take you a tour of my island. Over here, there's a big old bridge, and over here, there's a tiny pig, and over here, there's a little cat. He's not there. I lied about that, but over here, there's a kangaroo, and there's a little goat. He's important to animals. This entire town is, for some reason, full of animals. You're the only person, everyone else in this place is just an animal. There's an owl in a museum, and there's a raccoon who's actually a tanuki who stays up all night. Both of his kids run the store. Who knows how old they are? Apparently old enough to work though, since they run it by themselves. The whole store because they're animals. The post office and the airport are run by animals. The airport's run by dodos. Please don't tell them that they're extinct. They're animals. Later on there's a cafe and there's a bunch of hedgehogs that run the seamstress clothing store. You've got to talk to the hedgehogs every day. After you've talked to them enough, the shy hedgehog will tell you secrets and be your friend. It's
gonna seem like she doesn't like you. It's not that, she's just shy. You gotta do it a lot, similarly to when the seagull passes out on your beach. You gotta wake up that animal. Gulliver keeps getting thrown off a boat. He's a sailor and a seagull, and apparently his crew doesn't like him very much. But it's not 'cause he's an animal, 'cause everybody is an animal. Just crossing around this town, these animals. Why are they crossing? Where are they going? All of these animals. Don't double cross any of these animals. They're all just trying to sell turnips in the stock market. Spelled S-T-A-L-K. It's a pun on the actual stock market. But they're turnips which grow stocks. Do you get it now? Do you get it? They're animals. Okay, you gotta try to set up a concert for a dog. The dog plays the concert. He doesn't come to the concert. Oh, Brett, thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Thank you for that.
I hope that that just exercises that song from us for all time.
Oh, God, yeah. That was so good.
So for beautiful.
For the eventual Animal Crossing musical, full musical.
Thanks, guys. It was great for me. And it was interesting to know, Brett, did you play that or did you rip that?
No, I played that.
That's incredible. That sounds so much like the actual track of the game. Oh, as you were going through it, I was like, oh, I really do know where this song goes, even though it's not the most normal chord progression.
It's not the music, normal. The structure is not really normal.
It's sort of all over the place.
I just assumed you had absorbed it so much. You know,
what's crazy about Animal Crossing? This is the last thing I'll say about Animal Crossing, Jess, and then I promise we can move.
You're good, man. You're good.
At a certain point,
I knew what that circle back would do.
Thank you, Jess.
You knew the Pandora's box you were opening. Yeah. We're pushing the lid closed. There's a couple more demons coming out real quick. So eventually you build a place called Resident Services in Animal Crossing. And when you do, then you get something that Animal Crossing is famous for, which is hourly music, which means the music in the game changes every hour of the day. And there's 24 discrete tracks for every hour of the day. And they also change when it rains, when the weather is different.
That's pretty cool.
So that is a song that you will not hear as much. But in the early game, you hear it a lot.
Yes.
So coming up,
that song.
Coming up on the next 24 off books.
Yeah, bring me some more Animal Crossing tracks to make songs over. The next one will be extremely difficult to recreate because they're all digital.
I remember feeling like so cool when I would play my Game Boy, but not listen to the game music and separately listen to my Discman.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh, and be like, I'm so freaking plugged in right now.
You were a streamer before streamers, because they turn off the game sound and they put on fucking Linkin Park. No shade meant for Linkin Park. I love me some Linkin Park.
Very logged on. I love
it's
that.
Usually, I don't know.
It's usually
not
Linkin Park. It's usually a more recent band.
Those video game songs, I love them though.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't want to listen
to
anything else.
This is the only video game I ever really...
Jessica, I have a video game music challenge for you.
Okay, great.
It doesn't have a track behind it. We'll do a track one in a second.
Okay.
This one is the theme from Mario music game challenge, where you sing the Mario theme. Well, hold on though. I see you're ready to go.
Any challenge.
I know you're ready for this challenge, but you have to change all the words to all the bleep, bloop, bloops, doo-deep, doo-doop. You have to sing words instead of those, okay?
Okay. Yep.
And Mario, famous for saving the kingdom, less famous for his job as a plumber. So that's just sort of information for you.
Great.
To now sing whatever you want.
Okay, thank you. I plumb pipes.
Good. Good start. That was three words.
Pipes. I plumb pipes. I plumb the pipes. I plumb the pipes. I plumb the pipes. Pipes, pipes. I plumb pipes. Wow, that's really hard. I plumb pipes. Pipes. I plumb the pipes. I plumb the pipes. The pipes get plumbed by. I plumb pipes. I plumb the pipes. I plumb the pipes.
Nailed it.
Thank you so much.
So
wait,
good.
You guys try. It's a tongue twister.
Okay, I'll, pipes? About plumbing the pipes?
Yeah, just try to say what I said.
I plumb pipes. I plumb the pipes. I plumb the pipes. The pipes. I will plumb them. Plumb the pipes. Plumb pipes. Plumb plumb.
Okay, very good.
Oh, yeah. No,
dang.
It was fine. You know what I've been unable to say, which you know just from another Zoom call we were on? Style touchstones.
Oh my gosh.
Explain
Zoom
what that
inside
means.
Jokes. What a brave new world. But yes, he was trying to say style touchstone.
Style touchstone. Style, I was saying like tile touchstone.
Yeah, tile touchstones. Touchstones? No,
truly
that's the right word.
Style touchstones.
In what context are you saying style touchstones?
You don't get to know that. That's secret. Jess almost told you just now, but it is secret.
It
it's
is
only
secret.
Secret for dramatic effect, not because we actually can't tell you. But it did lead to the creation of a character whose name is Tile Stutchstone.
Oh my God.
Tile, T Y L E.
His name is Tile Stutchtones.
Stutchtones.
Wow. Can we maybe now going forward, Zach and I, in our naming convention of naming so many little bros, Kyle, we'll name them Tile.
Tile.
Oh,
Tile.
Yeah. Def. Love a tile.
I love a tile moment.
We do have
it's
a
me,
lot of
Tile.
Tiles.
I'm just tile. Here because I'm trying, but also it's hard. Oh, I'm Tile.
Tile.
T-Y-L-E. Just in case our listeners were like, do they know they have tropes? We know we have tropes.
Yeah, we know. It's not so much that we have tropes, that we can't help but name everyone a Kyle.
Yeah, and I'm like, I get it. I'm playing a lot of earnest young boys. I don't know what to tell you.
We got the gifts we got. We only know how to cook with the ingredients we have, y'all.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Whatever's in the pantry.
That's right. And that's right.
And that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to just give me a randomized challenge, Zach?
Yeah, I do. A full song. Oh, fully random. Okay.
Or I don't
know. Blip, 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 click and click and click. I landed on grooving.
Okay.
Grooving.
What's the sort of grooving song that you could sing? What were we talking about?
Whatever's Tile? In the pantry?
Whatever's in the pantry? Yeah, this is a grooving song about whatever's in the pantry.
Great, I love it.
That's just a jumping off point.
I love that.
I love that for you.
I love that for you.
Feels good.
Honestly, I love that for you. I watch so much food content, but now's not the time, you guys, for me. Or maybe it is.
The Bon Appetit stuff.
Oh my gosh, I freaking love the Bon Appetit YouTube channel.
It's fun.
Everyone needs to watch it.
Who's your girl?
Claire.
Yeah,
my
do
girl
a song
Claire.
About Claire.
So good.
Which is her? The one
which
with
is her
the,
gourmet makes?
The one with the gray streaks in her hair?
Yeah, the cool rose
so
hair.
Good.
She's good.
We watched, what did we watch the one? The Girl Scout cookie one.
She's incredible.
Yes. We're just getting into it, BT Dubs.
Get into it all the
it's
way.
So it's good.
Really good. Okay.
I love.
This is a song about what's in the pantry, or also might be about Claire Saffitz.
Dealer's choice.
My hero.
Yeah.
Saffitz? Oh, I should know how to say my best friend's last name. My best friend, Claire. What are we eating? What are we getting into? Would be so neat if you could binge on some videos from Bon Appetit. Oh yeah, I know that you got an urge. I know that you're itching to hang out with your best friends in the test kitchen. Oh Brad, it's alive. They work together and oh, they thrive. And oh, oh, ooh, oh, way. Oh, he coming over, it's Delaney. They put out a video and they talk to me about how in quarantine they all make their coffee. But oh, what can it take for you to watch Claire on Gourmet Makes? Oh, what will it take for you to watch Claire on Gourmet Makes? Gourmet Makes. Everything she treats it with such high
had to make a Skittle, and you know without a doubt she made the cookies from Girl Scouts. Cookies, candy bars, and candy, and the journey's not always dandy. She really lets us in, she's vulnerable and true. It's what I love about you, Claire. From the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen, from the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen. Oh, what will it take for you to watch Claire on Gourmet Makes? Oh, what will it take for you to watch Claire on Gourmet Makes? Oh, if you sleep on this, it's such a mistake. Oh, you can't even believe what she's able to bake. Oh, I gotta give her sometimes a friendly shake, 'cause she's so good on that Gourmet Makes. Safety of your home. Oh, what will it take for you to watch Claire on Gourmet Makes? Oh, what will it take for you to watch Claire on Gourmet Makes? Oh, what will it take for you to watch Claire on Gourmet Makes?
Oh, that really was my Animal Crossing.
Yay. Wow, that really was.
Everyone's getting their... They're feeding their souls today.
They're feeding their souls.
So good.
You guys, you got to watch it. It's so good. She's so, so human. Good. She's so vulnerable. She's like such a champion. And that's the what a line. She's letting someone try like something she's working on. I think it was Kit Kats. And she like lets two other members of the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen try like her latest iteration of them. And they're like, oh, okay. And they take a little bite and she goes, I want you to know that I can handle zero criticism right now. And I've really felt that way so many times. And I just was like, yeah, sometimes there's, you just got no armor and you got to be like,
you just got to let people know, be like, yeah, hey, I got to tell you, I can handle zero criticism right now.
It's so good. It's such a good line.
Because then people know what you're asking for.
Yeah.
What you're actually asking for is emotional support. This is not the time for me to tell you, like, well, actually the wafer could have been.
Yes, and that's like a key to a great relationship is like, hey, sometimes I just want you to say, oh, that's so such a bummer.
And sometimes people know that, but it never hurts to have a heads up that that's what someone is actually asking for.
Right. Sometimes people just want you to go, oh, that's a great Kit Kat.
That's a great Kit Kat. And then turn
oh my gosh,
later.
Claire, please be my friend.
Claire, come on the pod. You don't have to sing.
Yeah, Claire, come on the pod.
Yeah,
anyone from the BA Test Kitchen is welcome to come on the pod.
Oh my God, yes, please.
Ideally, when we're back in studio with
no, right now.
No, they're in New York. This is perfect timing.
No,
Brett. What would make your job harder? That's what I want to do for the next couple weeks.
What would make my job harder is to know she had some beautiful like pan pizza and I wasn't there to eat it.
That's true.
Yeah. She's been posting some great stuff. She's a great follow on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
That YouTube channel in general is very good content.
It's so good. I love the series where they all like make their favorite recipe, like egg recipe or like whatever it is.
Is that Making Perfect?
I think so. And it's like 12, all 12 of them or however many will like all do their recipe for like their favorite blank recipe. Like
they're
not
truly
just, like,
the Avengers. They are their own Bon Appetit's cinematic universe. They like pop in each other's videos. They have videos where they all come together. They are my Marvel universe right now. And yes. I love them. I love them.
So good.
They're so good.
Okay, but I always watch a lot of cooking content. That's not unique to these times, but it's certainly helpful because it's so
relaxing.
Like, relaxing and so lovely.
Brett loves watching cooking content, and I like watching it with him. And he's so good at, I've got to do a Brett shout out on specifically reverse sear steak.
Brett, shout out for Brett. Different than when Brett puts it in the chat. It's different than when Brett puts it in the chat.
Yeah. That's two Brett songs. Have we done a Brett put it in the chat? We said we were going to, did we? Oh, Brett put that in the chat. He could have said it, but he didn't do that. Instead, he put it in the chat.
Yes.
That's what you get when it's Brett in the chat.
But where are my ladies at? Are they in the chat? Are the ladies here? Are they in the chat? And that's where it's at when it's in the chat. That's great. Ooh, reverse sear. Explain, please.
Oh, my God.
Okay, reverse sear is...
when you use ice and you take the sear away.
You hard freeze like the outer crust. No, the normal way, the traditional way of a steak is you sear it on the cast iron or something like that, and then you put it in the oven to finish it off, cook it to temperature. The reverse sear is the reverse of that. You put it in the oven very low and slow and get it to the perfect temperature, like it's totally uniform, one temperature, and then you take it out, and then you sear it.
Cool.
That's incredible. Yeah. Can and you I don't do a like song? Sorry, Breck. Sorry, Scott.
Go ahead. This is not an entertaining question. Go ahead, Zach.
Oh, can I do a song about non-traditional steak?
Yeah.
Or is it your turn, Jess? I forget.
No, I just did my ode to Claire.
You sure did.
Yeah, you can definitely do non-traditional steak.
Yeah, you pick.
Scott, you pick.
Oh, yeah, Scott.
Oh. I made them all. Don't make me pick.
Okay.
Not all of them. You didn't make
okay,
them.
Okay,
I made them all, audience.
The Animal Crossing
there
song
are
again.
There are beats in there that I made.
If they are not
let's
all
see
mine.
Here. How about, do you want slow jam?
Keep the track list in mind. Keep the track list in mind. Where's the album been so far? Where
oh,
are we
yeah.
I know, exactly. That's
Such
what I'm thinking
point.
About. Mm. So I'm thinking either, I'm thinking epic song then. Have we done that one?
Mm-mm.
Great. Some steaks are made in a way that you recognize. A hero can't make a steak like a common man. A hero must make a steak with an epic plan. A hero must slay the cow with a shining sword. When a hero makes steak, a hero cannot be bored. A hero's on steak quest. The quest for steak that's the best. It is steak quest, quest for the best steak. Steak quest, the quest for steak that's the best. And he will make that no mistake. A hero must cook a steak with a dragon's fire. A hero must eat the steak in a wizard's spire. A hero must enjoy the steak with a prince or princess. A hero only eats steak in the way that's best. Best steak quest, the quest to make the best steak. He's on a steak quest, the quest for steak that's the best. Sometimes cut with a sword, sometimes with a rake. And a hero must be a heroic guy when he eats a good ribeye. A hero must do it with a backflip when a hero eats a good tri-tip. A hero must do it a way that's great when a hero eats other kinds of steak. So many kinds of steak, the list goes on. All the steak till the steak is gone. A steak quest, a quest for steak that's the best.
Thank you.
You did it. You were there. We'll just bump it up in the track.
I'll cut and paste that harmony over every time he says steak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so
every
good.
Time you edit this episode, it needs to take min 7 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We've really given Brett the best puzzle. If by best, we mean it's not fun or relaxing. It's hard and difficult, and it's an audio puzzle that Brett gets to put together. And by gets, I mean has to, because it's his job. But thank you, Brett, for all that you do and your work in the trenches.
It's a true escape room.
It's a not fun escape room.
Not fun.
Where all of the clues are not clues. It's just Jess and I starting without counting in and sort of doing a bunch of stuff. Hey, that whoops is shared, friend. A big shared whoops there. I did it one time and otherwise forgot. At least you remember to share audio, which I think I did.
You
that
did.
Time. Okay, good.
You did it.
I feel like Brett and the engineers have been living in an audio based escape room every day since we've been in quarantine. And when they get out of the escape room, they have like 20 to 30 minutes to like eat something, wind down, and then go to sleep. And then it starts all over again.
Truly 24-hour ordeal.
It's been crazy. I'm speaking on behalf, seeing it from a close distance.
Hey,
it's
so
intense.
Sleepy Babies, now is the time to really send your support to the people that make this pod possible. Not Jess and I. We just show up and phone it in. The other three, that's not true. We don't phone it in. We love it dearly. But thank you, Dana.
May
I
remember?
Scott.
Yeah,
we
thank
need a,
your
we need
engineers.
A song to bring us home. And just the time is now and the time is you, actually.
Okay, thank you.
Did you know that?
Well, I suspected that maybe we would do one more, and based on the pattern, I thought, oh, it might be me.
I think it might be you. I called the last shot, though. Do you want to talk a little bit and then get to call your own shot?
I also would take, like, a random collection of words. I'd take one of those also.
Yeah,
like
we didn't those. Do... Yeah, okay. Yeah, yes. We can do that.
Scott? Ooh, Scott opened a book.
Scott opened a big
Scott!
Book. Not
what
just
book
a book
is that?
What a smart boy.
The big book of Scott.
I'm holding a book and I look smart.
A smart book boy with a big smart book.
I've got the word avenging.
Oh, but I already talked about how Bon Appetit is my avenger. So I'm kidding.
Oh, that's very true.
No, I'm totally joking. Avenging is great.
Dana.
Oh, Dana,
yes.
You're muted.
Oh, I'm muted?
Oh, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
So wait, what was it?
Avenging?
But I would say it's always better if it's not related. Like,
don't
you know.
Relate.
Okay, right.
No,
don't
yes,
related.
And.
Okay. Squash.
That's great. Honestly, great. Brett, what do you got?
I'm looking around for inspiration.
Look in your brain.
Disinfect.
Okay.
Disinfect. Great, sure.
Okay. Am I picking this track? You want a rap or do you want a song?
I don't really care.
Okay.
Would an opinion be helpful?
No.
Okay.
No, never. no opinion has ever been helpful to anyone ever. That's not true. Let's do... Brett Zach song secret. No, I'm just kidding. No. let's do slow jazz.
Okay, great. Here we go. Slow jazz.
I'm out of wipes. I'm out of wipes. Me in the night, I gotta get them back from this hard. Where's that squirrel in my backyard? Oh, I know where to find him without a doubt. He's hiding in that weird clear house. And oh, I can't get it clean.
Can't get it clean.
Scott, that was a jam.
Oh, that was a jam.
Wow. That was beautiful, so Scott. Good.
That was so that good. That was a fun one. Thank you, bud.
Beautiful.
Thank you for your beautiful talents.
Really killed it. Brett, you can move all the stuff that I did around to see if we figure out where it actually goes.
Oh, I already put a note there.
More for your escape room. Well, thank you so much, everyone, again, for joining us for another Off Book Undercovers with the Family Band. As always, this episode was
brought to you by Woodbert the Frog. What sound does that wooden frog make? We'll never know.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. And that one is Brett Morris.
That one's Dana Wickens.
That one's Scott Passarella.
This one's my Glockenspiel.
Beautiful.
And as we say at the end of every episode, if the ladies are in the chat,
then that's where it's at.
Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.